Greetings and salutations there, dear listener. Welcome to FPL Face-Off, where the self-proclaimed kings of FPL, myself, JT and Fitz, take on the not-so-invested, shall we say, casuals in producer Glenn and his compadre Craig. You will notice that this week it is just I, no Fitz, so just old JT on his own recording this week. So, first of all, an apology. We have been somewhat absent of late. Life has got in the way and we haven't been able to record together for a little while. And even this week, Fitz is otherwise engaged. He would be here if he could, but he can't. So, just me. I'll keep it brief. Solo pod is a little bit more straightforward. So what we'll do is we will go back through the last couple of game weeks at least, and I will have a look at our current game week and what's upcoming in the next few weeks briefly, and what I've got as a plan for me. We'll have a little look at Fitz's team, and we'll have a little look at the Kings versus Casuals FPL League, and we will go from there. First things first, let's go back to game week 29. It was a blank game week. Many, many FPL managers used their free hit this week. Understandably so, though it was pretty slim pickings in terms of squad selection. Both Fitz and I did not use our free hit, so that was our one silver lining for the week, because it was such a horrendous week. One of the lowest average scores in FPL history at 12 points. That is exactly what I got, 12 points, and I'd used a minus four. So I averaged, I came out with 8 points that week. Awful. Fitz got 18 points, so pretty awful himself, but still beat me. So there you go. But I think the less we dwell on that, the better. Last week, old Fitzy boy used his wild card to pretty good effect, I have to say. He got 73 points. Average for the week was 47. He had such zingers as Cole Palmer with 14, Salah, who he captained with 14. Sorry, Cole Palmer with 15, Salah captained with 14. Son got him 10 and Isak got him 15. And he put Muniz for Fulham up top and he got him 6. Missed a bit of a trick by putting his Arsenal assets on the bench. He had Ben White with 6. Saka with just a 3, but, you know, still had some points there. But 73 got him a decent return last week. Myself, not so good. 56, which was slightly above average. But another red arrow for me. I think that's 6 in a row now. So I'm going through what can only be described as the opposite. What's the opposite of a purple patch? I'm going to go with a brown patch. I'm having a bit of a brown patch at the moment, stinking up the place, as Craig and Glenn so lovingly pointed out last week on the pod. I have been the lowest scorer in our league for the last month at least, so I'm having a bit of a time of it, I'm not going to lie. That said, I'm hoping I'll turn a corner this game week. I'm pretty pleased with my squad all in all, as pleased as I can be. I used my wild card early, so that has put me in a bit of a corner with the end of the season, meaning that I can't change my squad and I kind of need to. But that said, we've got those two double game weeks coming up, so there is hope, I will say. But what we'll do next is we'll have a little look at our squads going into this week, because it is a midweek fixtures for game week 31. So let's have a look at who's playing and the setup for our teams. Firstly, let's go through. I'm going to go through both of our teams. I'm going to reel them off pretty quickly, and we will see what we've got ahead of us. Fitz's team, he has got Onana in goal, Ben White, Udogie and Bradley in defence. for his midfield. He's got Garnacho, Palmer, Salah, who's captain, Saka, Son, and he's got Isak and Haaland, who's his vice-captain, up top. On his bench, he's got Neto, Muniz, Lascelles, who's red-flagged, and Gusto, who is yellow-flagged. So, you know, he's got a pretty nice squad set up there. Yeah, I think he's got potential going in this week, for sure. I thought Alexander Isak looked really sharp at the weekend. He bagged two. Haaland, not so much, but I think that's probably what I'd call a blip against a pretty good Arsenal team who basically came out, executed their plan, their defensive plan, really, really well. Haaland looked, he just looked a little bit off. If any Haaland owners are listening, and I'm sure there are, then nothing to worry about there. I'd say I don't own him myself, but that's, you know, been a decision that we've talked about quite a lot. Yeah, I think he'll still bag a bunch of FPL points going into, with Man City's run in. They've got some tasty fixtures. So, yeah, I wouldn't panic if you've got him and you were looking at that performance on Sunday and thinking, ugh, has he forgotten how to play football? No, he just probably didn't get the service he usually gets. And, yeah, like I say, missed one or two. You know, he is human after all. Anyway, going back to Fitz's team, you know, Son, Saka, Salah, Palmer, I mean, all of that's midfield gold. Garnacho has potential. I've stayed away personally from Manchester United assets this season, quite simply because I think they're a little bit of a shambles. They've got some decent fixtures upcoming, I believe, and they may well be able to pull something together. Garnacho definitely looks pretty sharp in midfield, so it's not going to hurt having him there. I believe he's pretty cheap. I think he's not even 5 mil, so, you know, worth, he's an enabler, and good choice there by Fitz, I think. Connor Bradley for Liverpool in defence is one which I think, yeah, he might as well hold on to him. It looks like he's going to feature. Liverpool have had a bit of a bad run in terms of injuries at the back, so it looks like he's going to be in there for, well, potentially the rest of the season, and he is super duper cheap. So, and the only thing is, Liverpool's defence hasn't been working wonders in terms of goals conceded, but, you know, with the good fixtures, for example, Sheffield United this week, that is definitely, well, looking like a good shout for a clean sheet. So, yeah, looks pretty good from where Fitz is. Myself, I'll run through my team. Dubravka in goal. Estupinan, who seems to be lingering for me. Pedro Porro and Gabriel at the back. In midfield, I've got Palmer, Foden, Salah as captain, and Saka as my vice-captain. And up front, I've got Solanke, Darwin, and Tony. On the bench, Jordan Pickford, Madison, Udogi, and Doherty for Luton. This week, I've benched most of my Spurs assets just for the fact that I don't really fancy their fixture all that much. But also, they keep letting me down. So I've kept Pedro Porro on the field at the back, you know, with the idea that he might give me some attacking returns. Whether he does or not, I'm not sure. He hasn't really done so since he came back from injury. So, a bit unsure there for me on that one. Estupinan, like I say, he's lingering in my squad. He doesn't seem to be returning at all. We know he's got potential, but Brighton look a little bit all over the place at the moment, that you just have no idea what team's going to turn up on the day. So, I probably need to do something about that. But, you know, at the moment, there's a lot going on in terms of double game weeks and whatnot. So I've been engineering my squad probably, you know, elsewhere in the team, making transfers and whatnot. Like I say, having used my wild card, my second wild card, early in the second half of the season, I've put myself in the corner somewhat. Gabriel, Great stuff. Arsenal have got Luton this week, so I'm dead happy with that. Cole Palmer, absolutely essential. He's the shining light of Chelsea. Not that that's all that difficult, given what they're up to at the moment, which is not much, I'd say. But he is consistent. I would say he's more or less fixture-proof. He's on penalties, so really happy with him. Phil Foden, I've hung on to him purely for the fact that I don't own Haaland. So the second, you know, what I say second best, I think he's probably the best Manchester City asset to have. Unless Haaland halls, of course. So I've kept him. He's around the 8 mil mark. So I just think he's fantastic. And as long as he's playing, I'll keep him in my squad, I would have thought. Salah, I got Salah back super early, before he was even fit, actually, from his injury. But he's just been an absolute constant in my squad. He just returns every single, like against Brighton, he had so many shots. He really should have returned more. But that said, he did return a goal in the end. So that's fine. He, like I say, he's my captain this week. So we'll hold on to him. Saka, likewise, he's been essential this season. Arsenal have been great, and he's really their talisman, and I can't see him going anywhere soon. Solanke's still in my squad. He will stick around also because Bournemouth have got some pretty good fixtures upcoming. They double in 34 as well, so I'm going to get onto my 34/37 plans in a minute, but yeah, I'll keep him for the minute. I put in Darwin Nunez this week with the idea that he will double in 34, and he's a decent attacking option for a very attacking Liverpool team. So we'll see what he comes back with. They're playing Sheffield this week, so, you know, fingers crossed that he can start performing a bit. We know, again, he can be really streaky, but I'm just hoping for a few hauls between now and game week 35, and we'll see how we go. Ivan Toney, he's shown some signs of life after, you know, a little bit of a staggered restart after his ban. But yeah, I think he looks pretty lively. Again, he'll be on pens. Also, Brian Mbeumo is back, or, you know, looking to be back and fit. So they complement each other. I think that means they'll get more attacking opportunities. He certainly had plenty against Manchester United. So yeah, I'll hold on to him for now. He's got some pretty good fixtures as well coming up in the next few weeks. So yep, there's my squad, more or less. I've got, like I say, I've still got these Spurs assets in Madison and Udogie and Pedro Porro, the triple up. I'm not against owning Spurs assets. It's just having a double defence, as Fitz warned me, it was a bad idea at the time. I ignored that sentiment, and yeah, it hasn't really got me anywhere. So I'll be looking to remedy that at some point in the future. But there you go. I think next up, we will have a look at, I'm just going to go over my plan for 34 and 37. And yeah, we'll discuss that. So we've got a lovely double game week in 34 and in 37. So what I have planned for my squad is simply this. I'm going to gear towards transfers that are geared towards 34. So I'm going to put as many double game weekers in my team for 34 as possible. That will be, I'm pretty sure, triple Liverpool and triple Arsenal, with some other periphery players. If I've worked out, basically, between now and then, if I take a -4, I can probably field 10 players who are on doubles. It will also give me a half decent bench or a potential bench boost. I might have a little look down the line to see where else I might be able to use that, because it's not going to be a case of me having, you know, 13, 14, 15 doublers, including my bench, and then using my bench boost. I am not geared up for that. So I think I just need to use my bench boost at a decent available opportunity. And that double game week might be a nice one. And it would just boost the score a little bit, quite simply. It's one of those situations where you set up your squad, there's lots of doublers in there, and you play your bench boost. So it will be an exciting setup for a team, even if it falls flat on its face, which has been known to happen. But yeah, I mean, hopefully that will boost me a little bit. And then I think I'll use my free hit for 37. I think that's what I'm planning to do. I've tried to sort of work it out whether it's better to do it the other way round. God bless Ben Krellin, who has put up the table over the last few weeks, has been, you know, putting up these tables for the doubles and adjusting them to give us a bit of a heads up as to how we might want to set up our squads. I've been dipping in and out, and, you know, certain times of the week I'm on it and other times I'm not. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm not entirely sure what Fitz's plans are. He has not let me know this. So, but I can tell you now that he's on a pretty decent streak at the moment. He's definitely been getting himself back into the game. His, you know, his returns each week have been ramping up and up, ignoring game week 29, obviously. But yeah, he's really shown that he can make some decent decisions. So yeah, right, next up, let's have a little look at the FPL face-off Kings versus Casuals League. Now, sitting at the top is old JT. Yep, that's right, that's me. Happy with that still. But not too far behind me is Craig. He is on 1732 points. Sorry, 1732 points. How do you say, why am I saying this weird? 1732 points Craig is on. I myself am on 1817. Fitz is currently tied going into this game week with Craig on 1,732 points. And just a little bit behind those boys, producer Glenn with 1,656 points. So, yep, I'm still up top. I'm pretty pleased with that. It looks like it might be a bit of a battle for the second and third slots. And if I continue my form, then those boys will be chasing the top spot. So, you know, happy days. It's all relatively tight, to be fair. There's not a huge amount in it. Although I'd say I'm probably a little bit ahead of Glenn. I'd have to make some seriously bad decisions to lose out to him. So, yep, we'll see how that goes in the next couple of weeks. Shall we have a look at the FPL Face-Off League? Also, we'll do a top five just to count them in, see who's doing really well. You've got in at five, you've got Frank Reagan with Frank 11. He's on 1,881. Also on 1,881 is Jamie Allison with Team Ken, baby. On 1,883, AJ Ranard Lambert, Wickham Wanderers, in at three. At number two on 1,892 points is When Harry Met Salah. That's Maria Snowden. And back up top spot is Ndai Will Always Love You, Jack B, on 1,931. That is a nice big score for Jack B. So well done to Jack. Okay, so I would imagine that we will be back next week to record. There'll be two of us. Sorry, it was just little old me today. but I hope there's a little bit of food for thought for you guys. No massive nuggets of advice to give you all, other than don't sell Haaland if you have him, because he will inevitably come back stronger. We know this from him. If you haven't got Mo Salah, get Mo Salah into your squad. Be aware of the double game weeks 34 and 37 upcoming. And otherwise, I wish you all green arrows and have yourselves a fantastic week. All right. See you later, guys. Bye.